In Hyde Park, the area of Boston that Tom Menino made home, friends and neighbors say his philosophy for life was clear and straightforward.
Work hard, never give up, and never forget where you came from.
Amelia Losalento's family owns Tutto Italiano, a restaurant a few blocks from Mayor Menino's home, where WBUR's Martha Biebinger begins this remembrance.
Mayor Menino's imprint is on the South Boston waterfront, Boston Medical Center, and dozens of other multi-million dollar initiatives around the city. It's all over his neighborhood of Reedville.
From the inception of the store to the present, he was always part of our story.
Emilio Losalento has come out from behind the counter at Tutto Italiano, the gourmet takeout shop that Menino helped open in the 1970s when he was a city councilor from Hyde Park. The Losalentos wanted to turn a former junkyard into a retail strip, but many neighbors were opposed.
The opposition ranged to traffic. Some people didn't want to smell bread baking.
But Menino believed in the Losalentos and the project.
He said to my father at the time, he said, Angela, I'll help you, but I don't know if I'm helping you or hurting you, because I don't know if they're ready for you.
Tutto Italiano flourished, and Menino became one of its best customers, says Angela Losalento.
He's in line, like everybody else, everybody.
He
you know, most,
line.
Yeah. He wants to be one of the guys.
Angelo turns away to mop his eyes. Black ribbons flutter outside Tutto Italiano. Handmade signs are up in some windows of Reedville and Hyde Park, and flags are at half staff. Person after person has a story to tell.
I made it because of him. Yeah. Can't believe he's gone.
Nicola Montague pauses outside the Menino YMCA in Hyde Park. Montague says she learned to speak English through a program Menino created and then went to Northeastern University on a scholarship the mayor supported for single mothers.
He's always pushed minorities, blacks, Indians, everyone, white, Caucasian, and Korean, to do something with their life and don't just stand there. He had love, a big heart. He really had a big heart.
Inside Sharp's Barbershop on Hyde Park Ave, razors carve artful lines through beards and buzzed hair. Most of the men echo Craig Reddick's assessment of Mayor Menino.
I think he was the best thing that happened to Boston.
Reddick says he shook the mayor's hand five times to thank him for helping Reddick land a summer job when he had hit a dead end.
You get in trouble when you're young and everybody turns your back on you. He's the one to give you a chance.
Menino was a champion for all, says Tuan Lam, owner of Fairmount Jewelers and a leader in Boston's Vietnamese community.
He support Vietnamese community strongly. We love him.
The man these people will remember is the humble guy who stopped in for an ice cream cone, or took his grandchildren bowling, or opened his home for a block party each July. And there was the Menino who rose before dawn, the man they'd see coming towards them in the dark, on his bike or on foot.
Every morning he used to walk. Good morning, officer. I say, good morning, Mayor.
Retired officer Josephort Rempel had the overnight shift outside Menino's modest home for many years. But it isn't Menino the politician he'll remember.
I'm thinking about him as a human being because our relationship was every morning when I met him, it was not like the mayor to a police officer. It was a gentleman to a man. That's the way I respect him anyway. Yeah, it was a nice man. Very, very nice guy.
A guy who never forgot, who treasured his roots in Hyde Park. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.